The following program is brought to you in living color.
So, Mr. Swan, now that we sat nice, broke bread together, shared a glass of wine, I feel I know you a little.
Morty, I feel I know you even better.
Good.
I just don't understand what is wrong with you two. What is the joy that this stuff possibly brings you?
It's just...
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's not fun. You two have demons you're trying to compensate for.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. Now, here's the host of The Wine Crush, the woman selected best wine show host within earshot, Laura Lawson.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva. And you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our happily resting on its laurels grape. Yes, everything is coming up grapes because it's that time of year. Hopefully everybody survived the Turkey Day. We're keeping our fingers crossed that everybody's intact. Nobody offered to strangle anybody. Nobody choked on the wishbone. And nobody did permanent damage to themselves while attempting to fry a turkey. So hopefully our listening contingent
is in effect.
You mean
you didn't cook, right?
You are very much correct. I think I told everybody I was cheating and catering.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, but what would
please,
stop you?
Please put my mind at ease. Are you jingling over there? Is there something jingling on you that I hear? I'm hearing a jingle.
I'm here with bells on.
Oh, you've got, okay. I kept hearing this noise I can't account for.
Well, that's,
and it's just like, you're like Santa Claus.
It's today. Probably all the voices in your head just
that's
ganging up
it.
On
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we are working hard on being in our holiday spirit today at the Crush.
Kind of like a wind chime.
Kind of like a wind chime, yes, but never mind. I'm not going to go down that road. But ultimately, that's what we are doing. We have survived Thanksgiving, and now we are on that downhill slide or sled, depending on your point of view, into the final holiday. And so in doing so, this show is actually going to be a continuation of what was our pre-Thanksgiving and our Thanksgiving show, because we are still trudging forth and we are keeping calm and we are carrying on, because even though we have passed Thanksgiving, we do have the madness of the December rush upon us. Now, those of you who are like me, I'm sure that you have done all your Christmas shopping, gotten all your Christmas cards put together, have all the parties planned, houses all decorated, cleaned, everybody knows when they're coming in, and you have your holiday calendar out, right? No, I managed to actually get through that segment with a straight face.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes, I
what
was.
What world do you live in?
I don't know. I kind of felt bad this morning. I have a young lady who is recently in my employ, and she's coming in, and she's one of these bright, bubbly, perky people. And she's just so happy and cheerful. You know, she only worked for me 2 weeks. What do you expect? But I haven't managed to beat it out of her yet. And she comes in and she proceeds to sit down and tell me how she spent her Thanksgiving after the dinner was done, cleaning her house, getting her decorations out of the attic, cleaning her decorations, getting the outside ones up, getting the inside ones put up, and starting her holiday baking and making her wreaths and got all her Christmas cards done.
Mm.
She looked at me totally surprised when I looked at her and said, you're fired. She was absolutely astonished.
I think she'd have to go. Yeah, she'd have to go.
Yeah, she was absolutely astonished. So I do fall in that category. I won't say I'm a Scrooge, but I do tend to try to pack a lot into the weeks preceding Christmas and New Year's. And because of that, strangely enough, it does quantify me as an expert on how to get through the season. So today we are going to continue, keep calm and carrying on. But what's interesting, and we're going to use this a little bit as the overriding theme, it becomes, what do I buy? I think if anybody has a question, they ask me over and over again, whether they are hosting the party, whether they are being invited as a guest, what do I buy? What do I buy? What do I buy? And of course, we are going to evaluate that and look at that. I'm not kidding. This is going to be the show where you want to get out a pen and a piece of paper. I'm here to make your life easier. To assist us in doing that today, we do have a guest with us. We have Mr. John Bond. He is the wine editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. He has been on the Crush several times. He is author of The New California Wine, great new book out this year. And, of course, he has just released his Wines of the West. He does a top list. We have discussed those briefly because they do come out this time of year. And various people take different takes on it, whether it's the top 100, whether it's the top 50, whether it's the top 50 wines you've never heard of, top brands you've never seen. Of course, we've touched on this the past couple of weeks, but it'll be interesting to get John's perspective on how he picked, what he picked, and what he recommends. Because there is a cause and a place for some of these lists. They do make some shopping easier, but we will incorporate that as we get into this. So let's take it from the first and easiest tack, because this is the one that tends to get overlooked. If you are not hosting a party, what should you buy? What should you do? Because if you are not hosting a party, if you're not hosting an event this year, most likely at some point you are going to be included by those of us who tend to host parties. And there's just a few little things you need to know. Number one, I don't care what part of the country you're in. I don't care if you're from New York. I don't care if you're from California. I don't care if you're from Wisconsin, Texas, Nevada, Colorado. My shout out to people in Washington. Look, if you're invited to a party, you do not go empty-handed. I do not care. It is not a Southern thing. It is not a Southern tradition. You must bring a host or a hostess gift. It is just the right thing to do. But fortunately, we are here to help. Now, those of you who are shoppers and plan ahead and did the whole Black Friday thing, I am sure that you are already armed to the teeth with certain things, whether it's candles, whether it's glass markers, whether it's actual wine glasses, towel sets, books, flowers, spices, you know, all the cutesy little stuff. Yeah, bless your hearts. If you actually can plan ahead enough to buy those in bulk in July, so be it. The rest of us have to rely on the goodness of our retailers. So for those of you who are looking to actually attend parties, stop what you're doing. Grab a pen right now. You are going to go buy a case of wine. I don't care if you buy a solid case. I don't care if you buy a mixed case, but you're going to go to your local retailer and make it a case, because most great retailers will give you a 10 or a 15 or even a 20% discount on a case of wine. When you go to see your retailer, say you are stocking up for the holiday for hostess gifts, good retailers also will have gift bags. There is nothing easier than this. To have a case of wine, you keep it at the bottom of a closet. You open up, you look at your case of wine, you pull out a bottle, you put it in a gift bag, you tie a bow around it. You put it under your arm and you walk out your door. See? Simple, straightforward. Kent, even you.
Even me.
Can handle this.
I could do this.
Do you bring, when you are invited to other people's homes?
I bring a bottle of wine.
Do you really?
If it's a nice occasion, yes. I'm going to one soon.
You think?
2 weeks, yeah. Very nice. Tree
That's
trimming
funny.
Party
I don't
in
remember,
the historic district.
I don't remember nice. Inviting you.
No. I said a nice one.
Oh, okay.
Nice tree trimming party, nice home in the historic district. I will take a bottle of wine.
But why does it have to be a nice party?
Because most of my friends would probably faint otherwise if I brought a gift. I've never done that.
What do you, I mean, why not?
Well, I mean, if it's a nice party, like I say, certain people who I think are in tune with the complexities of being a good host and hostess. They know that. They expect that. So I would take them wine.
All right. So let me get this straight. You actually bring a host or a hostess gift based on the fact that you think...
How nice the party is.
No. Based on the fact that you think that the host or hostess might know that you're supposed to bring a gift. It's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said.
So basically, you aren't a good guest.
Well, no.
You sit, you weigh, and you pass judgment, and that's how you decide whether you're bringing a hostess gift?
No, it's just most of the swill that I run around with would never expect a gift in a million years. Now, I do bring food when I'm going to other parties, because usually it's kind of one of those things.
What, do you throw on the back of your pickup truck, whatever you ran over on the way over there?
It's not that bad. I do prepare stuff. I make a killer broccoli casserole. It's killed 3 or 4 people.
I was about to say, I realize we're not supposed to have dead air at any point, but you just got me totally blindsided on that one. I would pay to see that cute little apron, everything else. But again, listeners, look, we may be into the 21st century. We may all not be total savages, but do the nice thing. Don't be a Kent. That'll be our motto for the holiday season.
Don't be a Kent.
Don't be a Kent.
Well, now, so you say you should do that at every party you go to, regardless of what kind of party.
Every party you're invited to. If someone picks up the phone and says, Kent, I'd like you to come over. If someone sends you an email invitation, if someone God forbid, someone goes to the trouble actually mail you an invitation, why can't you just decide to be a good guest instead of judging on whether or not they're good hostesses?
Come to think of it, most times I do take something over, but it's because we're all bringing food, so I bring food. I mean, is that not considered a gift?
If you're looking at a potluck kind of party, you still should have something for the person who's going to put up with your
somebody
manners.
Who threw the party. Yes, it's always something.
It's a nice little token. I cannot believe we have gotten this far off. God knows Emily Post is probably just getting ready to dial in. She's getting ready to dial in right now. All right, the whole point is do not go empty-handed. As we get through this segment, since we seem to have distracted ourselves quite immeasurably, I'm going to give you specific recommendations on four different types of what I think you should be bringing, as far as there are certain things that will go along with people's house. And before we even get into these recommendations, I know I've heard it. I've heard it for the past 5 years. Well, I can't bring wines to someone's house that doesn't drink. That's why we look at alternatives. Yes, I understand that there are some people's houses that you don't want to bring wine into. I get it. I understand it. But if you are going to a dinner party, it does not preclude you from bringing a gift. So for those of you who are going to go ahead, light up the phone lines and start emailing me, they make sparkling ciders. They make non-alcoholic champagnes. They make pretty festive beverages that fit nicely into those beautiful wine bags that I just discussed that you can still take into a home and present to the hostess.
What would you never take?
What would I never take
away? To a hostess, what would you never give them? In other words, what's a bad idea for a gift? Room deodorizers?
Well, I mean, there's just certain... It depends.
Any type of wine you would stay away from, I guess, is what I'm asking.
No, there's not. There really isn't. I don't know. Maybe. Hell, I've even been known to bring homemade wine to people.
Yeah.
So, no, it just depends on the person. And that's also something that, thank you, Kent, for ruining how I was going to wrap up the whole show.
Sorry. Well, thank you. It's my job.
Yes. But ultimately, keep in mind this, that people invite you to their home so that you can accentuate their party. It is your personality that they are including. And of course, when you are presenting a gift to the host or the hostess, obviously you're giving them something you hope they like, but keep in mind, it's also a reflection of you. I'm going to let you dwell on those deep thoughts while we take a quick break. And when we return, we will get into some specifics that those of you who are party goers need to be investigating and purchasing.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. importance. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're back with more of The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are keeping calm and carrying on again because we are helping you get through the holiday season to answer the age-old question, quote-unquote, what should I buy? Okay, before we got into our break, we were discussing if you are a invitee to a party, what should you bring? Number one, yes, you need to bring a host of gifts. But two, there are four standbys, period. That's all there is to it. These things will make your life easier. So again, when you get into your car and you drive to your local retailer, you're going to go into the retailer and say, I'm looking for four things. I am looking for champagne. I am looking for port. I am looking for a red blend. And I am looking for a white blend. These are four types of wine you literally cannot go wrong with. I mean it. There's absolutely no way you can screw this up. Simply because if you go ahead, we're sticking to generics here. Champagne. If everybody doesn't like champagne, they should. So at least you're going to be educating those that don't. But everybody has that moment in their life where they feel festive. Even if you give someone a bottle of champagne, they say, oh no, I don't like champagne. They are going to throw it in their refrigerator. And if nothing else, they will host someone down the road who does like champagne. You always need a bottle of cold bubbly in the refrigerator. Period. Port. Port is always that standby gift, and every year I discuss it because port just encapsulates to me a roaring fire, cool, snowy weather outside. It just goes well with the holidays. Not to mention, we aren't going to get too far down this rabbit hole, but port is great because most of it, your host, your hostess, they can open it up. They can pour themselves a glass, and if that bottle sits on the counter for another 3 weeks, that bottle is going to be just fine. Also, you can have those hosts and hostesses, so even if they don't want to drink port, eventually they can cook with it. But again, port is a lovely, lovely gift, and in that sense, you know that you're going to be comfortable. It has a great presentation, and people are going to look at it and say, wow, I haven't had that. No, I don't have a bottle in my house. It is something novel.
You really sold that to me right then. Diane Hooper, you're getting a bottle of port.
There you go. At least we've announced it. Red blends and white blends. This gets you off the hook because I wish I had a dollar for every single time I have encountered somebody, if I pour them a glass of Chardonnay, well, I only drink red wine. Or, oh, I don't like Chardonnay. I like Pinot Grigio. Or better yet, if I give someone some kind of a Merlot. Oh, I'm not a big Merlot fan. I only drink Pinot Noir. Or, no, I don't like Pinot Noir. I only drink Napa Cabernets that were grown in a 55-degree slope. Red blends and white blends, they get you out of trouble. Because most people who would say, I only drink Cabernets, I only drink Merlots, I only drink some varietal, blends, they kind of look at sideways. They're scared to open their mouth and say anything along the lines of, oh, I don't drink that, because you wind up like Miles at the end of the movie when he's saying he only drinks a certain Bordeaux. And of course, the interesting thing is the Cheval Blanc is 80% Merlot anyway. So everybody has learned that lesson. Sure enough, if you bring them a blend and they say, I only drink Cabernet, and you look at them and smile and say, well, it's 85% Cabernet, you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about it. White blends, red blends definitely fit the bill. So let's go ahead. I'm going to lay it on the table. Grab your pen and piece of paper. Number one, for those of you who are looking to do the Champagne Avenue, go buy Tattinger. Tattinger is reasonable. It's a great house champagne. It has a great history, and it's right perfectly in the middle of yeasty versus non-yeasty. There's nobody out there that doesn't like Tattinger. For those of you who are going to go the Port Avenue, Fonseca Ben 27, available everywhere. Easygoing enough that if people just want to use it to cook, they can. If they want to have a sip after dinner, they can. Fonseca Ben 27 also has a really pretty package and is really approachable.
How do you spell Fonseca?
F-O-N-S-E-C-A.
Thank you.
Fonseca. Oh, and for those of you who are going the champagne route, I did literally just see this today. Tattinger's doing a beautiful gift box, so you wouldn't even have to get a bag. All you have to do is get a bow and stick it on top. Your red blend, you have two choices. Stag's Leap, Hands of Time Cabernet, or Etude Lyric Pinot Noir. It's a Pinot Noir blend. Hands of Time is a cab blend. They're both blends. They're both outstanding, and they both will fit in perfect to a party. Your white blend is an old standby. You need to go to Conundrum. Conundrum's well known. People like it, and they will be comfortable with it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we get back, we'll have Mr. John Bond, the wine editor for San Francisco Chronicle, running down what other wines you can buy for the holiday season.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's
800-989-0233. When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Oh. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and very, very thankfully, we have a guest joining us now. And I owe the guest an apology before he even gets on the air. Mr. John Bonet, we are delighted to have you on the Crush, and I apologize. My Southernisms actually got the better part of your last name. John, welcome to the Wine Crush.
It's good to be here.
It is nice to have you. And again, I am very, very sorry. It's a running joke around here that I barely speak English. I speak Southern. So my apologies.
Well, we're in California, so we have our own unique dialect.
Well, that is true. It's so funny because they say Southerners speak slowly. And until you get up in a Northern California, you really don't understand slow till you get up there. So
yeah.
It's something I have been battling. Well, I am happy to have you on the show because, see, you're actually going to give all of our listeners a hand. Because everybody knows, I mean, you are the expert, you're the wine editor, the San Francisco Chronicle, you are the author, of course, you've just come out with your list of the 50 best West wines, and that's what we're talking about today, is the last three shows we're doing are keeping calm and carrying on. It's trying to plan for the holiday season, whether you're an invitee for parties or whether you're an invitor. And something like what you have put together gives people a great, easy shopping list, whether they know whether their people like wine, dislike, or what they like. So for our listeners, let's start here. Tell them a little bit about John Bonet and the amazing list you just put together.
Sure. So as you said, I'm the wine editor of The Chronicle out in San Francisco. The Top 100 Wines comes out every December, and it's my look at what I think are the most interesting and most innovative wines that are being made on the West Coast right now. We expanded our horizons just a little bit last year and again this year with wines from Arizona, which is really kind of the new star on the scene of Western wine, at least. But still a lot of California, and that makes sense. My new book, The New California Wine, was out about a month ago, and so there's really a lot of amazing stuff going on in California proper, both with grapes that people know, like Chardonnay and Cabernet, and grapes that a lot of people probably don't know, like, say, Verdello.
Yeah, I would say very, very few people around here know Verdello, but at least we know California is growing it. It has migrated from Spain, so things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah. And as I always say, people don't know it yet.
Exactly. Kind of like they didn't know Malbec and some other great varietals before now.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that we do want to get into the meat of the list you put together, but it's just, this is also for personal inquiry. And again, I do not make fun of top 100 lists. I think that every consumer out there ought to find somebody they trust in the wine business and ought to follow their recommendations, period. Whether you're a Parker person, whether you're a Wine Spectator person, whether you're a San Francisco Chronicle person, whether you're a Wine Crush person, find someone where the palates line up and have fun with it. But ultimately, I went through some of this year's top 100 list. I'm not going to name names. And even being an insider in this business, being someone who's done this for 25 years, there were some of them, I got through the top 50 and I was just like, wow, I think I have actually physically seen only 25 of these bottles in my lifetime.
Sure.
It seems like some people take that top 50, top 100 list to such an extreme. You look at it and say, who uses this as a shopping list? I couldn't find half these wines. What's the benefit? What do you think on that? Because I've looked over your top 100. I can find yours. I like yours. I recognize yours. Why is there such an extremist in how people put these lists together?
I'm impressed you can find a lot of the wines on my list, because we absolutely have trended toward smaller producers and folks who make wine, I would say, much more intimately. So if you're finding them, good on you, because I know they're not always the easiest wines to find. You know, one of the problems is that there's become this little cottage industry with some top 100 list where they have, you know, a lot of distributors and retailers really use that as their big leverage, and this Chronicle is in no way accepted from that. But often the wines that are there, let's say they've been highly scored in the course of the past year. So the problem you have is, let's say a wine already got a 95 in March, and if it makes suddenly a reappearance on a top 100 list in November or December, the chances are pretty good that wine is long gone. And there's no perfect way around it. I'm sure there's wines that I included that have vanished into people's cellars and into their stomachs. But I think one of the things you do have to look at is, are there wines that are about to switch vintage? Are there wines that have been out for a while, and, you know, and do you need to kind of jump ahead? So a lot of what I do when I do my sort of final rounds of tasting is look not only at what's out there, but also the extent to which it's coming into current vintage. So often I'll have to taste something in, let's say, September that may not be released until November, knowing that a November release stands a lot better chance of still being around when the top 100 drops in early December. You know, it's hard. I think one of the most difficult things for anyone to do as a wine lover is to go wine shopping, because even your favorite store is still going to only have a fraction of what you're possibly looking for. And actually, I think from our end, one of the great things in really focusing on smaller producers and on folks who are working at a much more human scale, if you will, is that assuming you have the good fortune to be in a state where you can actually get wine shipped to you, that you can often do business directly with the winery. And obviously, they're very happy to sell directly to you, because they capture more of the overall price of the bottle by doing so. And you get to build a relationship with people whose wines you like and whose business you trust. And I think, in a way, there's something much more pleasurable about finding wine and enjoying wine that way. Not that every wine club should be, should exist, but I think there's a value to really reaching out directly to a producer and learning kind of the intimate story of how they do their work.
I don't disagree with that at all. And again, it goes back to, you and I have some access that our consumers and our listeners don't have. We know some people. Oh, wow, there's this great new winery down in Paso Robles. They just opened. Oh, we can hear about it. It just goes back to, I look at, again, looking at top 100 list. Who are you creating them for? Obviously, we like to say, oh, my God, if you've never tried Sobraja Dry Creek, or if you've never had Dow Cabernet, or if you've never had Santh, obviously, we like to see top 100s that will introduce us to wines that are brand new on the scene that hopefully will continue to be great next year. But it just, even I do it occasionally. I recommend wines that are less than 600 cases. I get nasty emails. I can't find it. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, it sold out. But why do all of us in the industry continue to torture the children by listing these great wines that no one can find?
Well, you know, I think I just eventually kind of had to grow a skin about people being frustrated at not finding wines. There's wines all over the place that aren't going to be found. You know, you can certainly, and they have a very cautious eye toward production levels, but there are plenty of wines that say, show up in the Wine Spectator, and there's no way in the world you're going to find those wines.
Oh, you're never going to see them, much right. less find someone. It's always fun. I can tell you to the second when any of those top 100 lists go out, because my phone blows up and say, can we find this? Do you have it? Where can I get it? And I'm like, I don't know why you're bothering me, but I got a really good idea. The answer is going to be no across the board. Hey, John, we need to take a quick break right here, but when we return, I promise I will not use you as my scapegoat. We're going to take a positive look at your list, take a positive look at what you're doing, and have a little fun with helping people plan for shopping for 2013. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and right now we are online with Mr. John Bonet. He is the wine editor from the San Francisco Chronicle. And I promise I am done picking on him and on me about top 100 lists. But I do want to hear you put a lot of time and a lot of effort into putting this list together. So as you put things together, was it easy to do? Were there things that you looked at and said, oh my God, this is definitely number one? Or was there a wine you looked at and said, is it 99? Is it 100? Is it 101? How do you actually go about putting something like this together? I would have a nervous breakdown.
It is definitely not easy. Luckily, I have either the curse or the benefit of not ranking the wine, so I don't have to say, you know, really, should this be, you know, 48 or 49? But I do have to get a sense of, you know, within each category that we do, approximately how many wines are going to show up there. And if I need a few extra wines because Cabernet, let's say, was having a really good year, am I going to take that away from sparkling wine? Am I going to take it away from Pinot Noir? So, you know, there's a lot of sort of internal hog trading that's going on in my brain. But, you know, it's one of those things where I've found over time, more or less, what I'm, you know, the wines that are going to stand out, approximately how many are going to have a chance of making it. You know, sparkling is probably a little smaller than it's been in some years because there's certainly super wines out there, but the names are familiar, and you know, there's only a finite amount of let's say California sparkling wine that people are going to buy. Chardonnay grew a little bit this year. There were some really good examples. I wish I'd found a few more kind of inexpensive examples, but I think that's just become hard with that particular grape. I think the big growth this year was in the category we call Other Whites, which isn't a really great name, but I mean, that could be anything from Oregon Riesling to, like I said, Verdello or Vermentino, Albarino, which is kind of the new star on the West Coast, borrowed from Spain. And blends and all sorts of stuff. But I think there's a tremendous amount of really good work being done there. And these are wines that that have extraordinary quality. And that, in some ways, is what it comes down to. There's got to be kind of this mix of either innovation or, you know, in some cases, a very traditional producer who's come back and really shown that they can be a benchmark for quality, that they can make a wine that will make everyone else making that sort of wine jealous.
One of us should have enough sense to come up with something besides Other Whites. ABC is overdone, anything but Chardonnay. But that'll be a contest for our listeners and our readers and everybody else. Somebody name that category. Other Whites is just boring, boring, boring.
But, I know. It's not the best decision I ever made.
No, but hey, we're all stuck in the same boat. Hey, yeah. When you're going through and tasting wine, say it's March 2014. And you pick up a Malbec and you taste it and say, my God, do you ever have that aha moment where you know that's going to be a top 100 wine?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just mark T100 in my notes and I move on.
Absolutely. That's great.
That's only by learning that, I mean, I've fine-tuned my method over time. But, you know, when you get to tasting, you know, 4,000, 5,000 wines in the course of a year, if you don't mark down how you feel about a wine, and honestly, if you don't find some way to give it a quality rating, even for yourself, whether it's a score or a number, a letter, whatever, you stand no chance of sorting out the details later. And so there's still an awful lot of tasting. There's about 2 to 3 months tasting just to really make sure I've covered everything and also I'm sort of planning for holiday stuff, and it all kind of dovetails. But yeah, if you don't start basically on January 2nd, with a mind toward what you really are going to be interested in at the end of the year, you're going to drown.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just a last personal question. Sorry, listeners, y'all can just abide. Do you ever have to have a taste off? Do you ever get that list down to 110 and say, all right, I got these 10. This can go anyway. Let's pop corks and see who makes it.
Sometimes. I don't think if I have 110, then the first thing that happens is I go through really carefully, run the numbers again, and just figure out, you know, who's just going to not quite make it. and it, usually first pass will be about 160, second pass will be about 120, 125, and the third pass will get it down to about 103, 104, and those last few are the excruciating ones. And that's when I sometimes will go back and not necessarily sort of one against the other, but will go back and pop something open again and say, all right, you know, if I probably have to cut one syrah from here, is this the one I'm on the bubble on? You know, it's, I liked it, but did I like it enough? You know, was it, did it just have that kind of that quintessential X factor that that's going to dazzle people when they open the bottle?
The John Bonnet BCS playoff plan. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody needs one. All right. For our listeners, so that we can actually get some worth out of this, obviously you did a top 100, but as we have discussed, there are things that are not findable or not reachable, or that something that's going to be a little bit hard to get between now and, say, a party that's December 26th. Give me a red and a white off the top of your head. You don't have to be from your top 100. It doesn't have to be from the list, that our listeners should truly consider buying, that they can use as hostess gifts or they can serve themselves.
Sure. Well, I'm gonna give you one other, which is a sparkling wine.
Thank you. Oh, I love you. Hey, go ahead and give me a port, too, because then you'll have rounded it out for me.
Yeah. So in the sparkling range, where I've been really trying to direct people to for the past year or two is to the Scharfenberger Brut from Mendocino, mostly because Scharfenberger's been around forever, but the quality push that they've made in the past few years is so extraordinary that even for folks who were like, well, you know, I used to like it, but I just don't like it as much, that wine has made an extraordinary comeback.
And that
it
made
really,
a 180-degree turn, actually.
Yeah,
I'm
and
glad
for
you
a $20 wine,
yes.
Amazing.
I have to admit, Scharfenberger's been off my radar, but I had it about 6 months ago, and I had to pick up the bottle and say, wow, is that the same bottle? That was a great addition. I don't disagree.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of a white, I would actually point folks, just thinking about something that they stand a chance of finding, to the Sonoma County Chardonnay from a label called Lioco, L-I-O-C-O.
Okay.
They tend to do the whites in mostly stainless steel and a little bit of sort of neutral wood. But it's really kind of a great snapshot of just modern California Chardonnay. It's got extraordinary complexity for, again, it's around $20. And you can actually find it places. I think I found it in the Atlanta airport once. So,
hey, that's a good place to shop for it, because God knows, yeah, even going to hell, you have to go through Hartsfield. And finally, what is your red recommendation?
Let's see. For red, where would I take everyone? I might go for a red to let's go to Oregon just for a little bit of a change.
All right.
And I'm going to throw in the Soder North Valley Pinot Noir.
It is so funny. No, seriously, because we're sitting here, and as you have recommended things, I just wrote the name Tony Soder. Now, granted, I wrote Planet Oregon, but it's great to know that we think alike. In fact, I recommended his wines about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and again, it's just, you know, it's that level of quality and really sort of, you know, a complex wine, you know, price to go, and really, I think, especially the 2011, just a great snapshot of what Oregon can do.
Well, John, thank you very much for being part of the show today. It really is great to have you back on The Crush. Hopefully, who knows, maybe in March we can get you back on the show and ask you how the planning for the top 100 is going.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll have my top three at that point.
Fair enough. Well, thank you again, and I hope you and your family have a very merry holiday.
You too.
Hey, quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up on how to keep calm and carry on as an invitee to a party.
Why are you so into Pinot? I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Now it's more of the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. Our special guest was Mr. John Bonet. Of course, he was the wine editor for the San Francisco Chronicle, and it was great to hear him give us some insight into a top 100 list. I have to admit, I enjoy hearing how they're put together, and I enjoy hearing the fact that, yes, we're aware that some of those things are a little bit hard to find, but ultimately, it doesn't matter. We can give you recommendations on what you can find at your local retail shop so that you can go out and you can plan. Again, we're going to all enjoy the holiday season. We're all going to keep calm and carry on. And any little thing we can do to help you get through it, well, that's what we are here for. So, as always here in The Crush, we're asking you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.